On today's program, we're on tour with Education Minister Ruel Reid, and our next stop is in St. Mary. Let's go roundabout JA. Stay tuned. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, recently stopped in St. Mary as part of his ongoing school tour. After attending the launch of the Kiddies Cricket Manual at Sabina Park, it was off to launch the All-Age and Junior High School Championships, which will get underway this Wednesday. Then the team made its way to the island's banana capital, with visits to St. Mary High, St. Cyprian's Preparatory, and Highgate Primary and Junior High Schools.
I try to get out to the schools every week, and I still have quite a few schools still to visit.
At St. Cyprian's Prep in Highgate, the minister committed to sourcing 10 desktop computers before the start of the 2018-2019 school term in September, with 9 to come from his ministry. Senator Reid's visit to St. Cyprian's was partly in response to a letter sent to him by one of the students at the institution, Alicia Blake, who was among 7 students to sit the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, in hospital back in March. Minister Reid thought it necessary to meet the grateful young lady, and he went bearing gifts.
She was very moved by our gesture. But what was very interesting was that she penned a letter in her own words, in her own handwriting, to me as the minister, to express sincere gratitude for allowing her to have sat her GSAT in a context that she didn't know that the ministry would have done so. And we thought it was very important that we come out here to show our own gratitude and recognition for that kind of gratitude expressed by a youngster, because it is now reinforcing those kind of values that we want to perpetuate.
Alicia also received a tablet computer presented to her by the Education Minister.
The government recently provided $2 million worth of medical equipment to the Santa Cruz Health Center of Excellence in St. Elizabeth, which will enhance healthcare services to citizens provided by the facility. The program is consistent with Vision 2030 Jamaica, or National Development Plan, which commits to fostering world-class customer service and improve the delivery of healthcare to the nation's most vulnerable.
Visit vision2030.gov.jm to find out more, or check out the Vision 2030 Jamaica Facebook page. You may also call the Vision 2030 Secretariat at 906-4463-4. On our community notice board, the dental nurses in St. Thomas will host their Oral Health Outreach Day, focusing on children with special needs, on Tuesday, April 24, at the School of Excellence in Licensed St. Thomas. This initiative will cater only to children with special needs. And before we go, here's an autism fact from attorney at law and father of an autistic son, Ricardo Sancroft. He says it is critical for a child with autism spectrum disorder to feel the support of family members, especially siblings.
You also realize that because of the social cues and the social awkwardness and other things, he's not invited to parties. He's not also embraced at school. And especially in a family where we have 2 other sons who are the life of the party and other things, we also had to get them on board with accommodating their brother to say that this is your brother and there are certain things that are going to be different. So there were a lot of changes to be made. So that is on a family basis.
Autism Facts are brought to you by the JIS. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.